Facebook is not linked to depression. There is no correlation between time spent on popular social networking sites and the probability of adolescent depression, according to a study of UW-Madison students, which debunks an earlier report on the subject.
I think one of the take-home messages from this really is the importance of evidence-based medicine, of really making sure that the guidelines that are out there for physicians and for healthcare providers are really strongly supported by empirical findings, by data.
Lauren Jelinek is a UW School of Medicine and Public Health researcher who led the study of 18 to 23-year-old students. She says this is the first to present scientific evidence on questions of any associations between social media use and the probability of depression, as suggested last year by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Jelinek says the use of Facebook actually serves a purpose in adolescent development, including acting as a sort of support group in times of need.
That Facebook serves a lot of different purposes for young people, and so youth can be part of the normal adolescent experience. It can be part of having, you know, a friend network, a support network, and it can be a very important part of adolescent development now.
The findings of the UW study, Jelinek says, have important implications for clinicians who may prematurely alarm parents about social media use and depression risks. She says it's necessary for doctors and parents to do the right thing by taking a cautious approach and using evidence-based recommendations. The results are published online in the Journal of Adolescent Health. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.